אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני אדוני אלוהיכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, בניכם ושוטריכם, כל איש ישראל. אבכם, אנשיכם, מקיר אשר בקרב מחניכם, חייתי ויצאכו עד שלא יבינם. תראה, תראי שתאוזוס, אתם ניצבים היום כולכם. You are standing today, all of you, in front of Hashem Elokeichem, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zigneichem, the heads, the Nesim, the Gdolim, the Zigneichem, the Shoiftim, the Shoitreichem, the Shoitrim, Kol Yish Yisrael, every Yid. What's the purpose of this Nitzavim Ayon Kulchem? Tachlis is La'obrach of a bris, which both making a new bris, the Klal Yisrael, the coming to Eretz Yisrael. And the bris is a serious Indian, but the Kosh Baruch who is making with Klal Yisrael a new bris. That they should realize the responsibility as a nation that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. That he should be watch over you. Man Hokim Ascholo Elo'om, you should be his nation and he should be your God. Purpose is maybe that Chas Hashom, there's somebody amongst you who's thinking wrong thoughts, who has different plans, and you have to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do if Yitaka goes away from this bris. But interesting to note in the Mefarshim Taka Ma'omin on it, Yatem Nitzom Hayom Kulchem. Purpose to make a bris with everyone was to necessitate the beginning of the parasha to put in order Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zigneichem, Veshoitzoichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. If they were saying anybody, every person, it should say, you're standing today, Kol Yish Yisrael to make a bris. Why do we have to put it in order of, and Rashi comments on that, the order is a choshev, choshev koidim. The talk of the Kli Yoker asks this kasha very strongly. When we come over, Alom and Chasev, Lo Lechinim, Gamaro, Moish Lesadon, Zeh, Oif, and Matos, Zeh, Yosef, Mechol, Shai, Kilos, Kishi, Kilo. Why, Dafka, with this bris, is it born in this way? This new bris, after Ma'an Torah, coming to Eretz Yisrael, they already made a bris by Ma'an Torah, now they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So, for Yoko, remember, so Rechaim also goes with that Mahalach, that now this new bris included an Indian of a Kol Yisrael, our Ravim Zelazel, that we are responsible for our neighbor. And who's more responsible? The bigger you are, the more choshev you are. That's who is responsible for the nation. If you're a bigger person, you have a bigger responsibility. If you're smaller, responsibility is not as big. You might only be responsible for your own family. You might be responsible for yourself. But the greater you are, the more chashiv you are, the more responsibility. But over here, I wanted to maybe ma'oyer another mahalach of Rabbi Isai. So we're holding a week before Rosh Hashanah, as we're holding very close Shabbos to Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year. But Shabbos is Slichos, we start the Slichos. It's a time that we have to all get into the mood. It's a time when I'm like Achshav Emosai, that we didn't use the time out till now. It's time to start getting a little more serious. And even if it's off Shabbos, still Rosh Hashanah is coming. It doesn't negate Rosh Hashanah, there's an off Shabbos. What's the Torah HaKadosh telling us? Atem, Nitzavim, Hayom, Kulachem, you're standing all together today. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechem Achdus them, B'yoy Moisoy, to bring them into the Bris. This was, as we learned from the drush, from the drash, that Rashi says later on, we have to understand also that it came Davke after the Teichecha, after the 98 klolos they heard, the terrible klolos that they heard, klaisa one after the next, they listened to our Teichecha were describing a physical and spiritual, a physical holocaust. You go through the Pesukim of Kisava, the last week we learned, people eating their children's basar, people coming to a matzav, people who were mamish, wealthy, people who were mamish strong, people who were mamish had all the gemilas, and yet they fell, they became weak, they became famished, they had hunger, they had disease. And Rachman al-Nitzlan came to Madrid in a matter of eating children, Rachman al-Nitzlan. And not even that, they were fighting and they wouldn't share. You go to the Teichecha, you read it in the Peshuta Shal Mikra, it's frightening. And following that is Atem Nitzom, Ayom Kulchem, you're standing today, as Rashi tells us, that was a smichus, there's a smichus here. Hashem Chazal is a smichus, is a connection. What's this connection to Atem Nitzom Ayom Kulchem? Rosh Hashanah Gufa, as we mentioned, I think in this week, we were discussing the Shailah, the Gevalah, the Gashailah, Rabbi Yisai. Rosh Hashanah is a Pelet and Gezach. We look into the Yoim, in the Torah HaKadosh, the Torah HaKadosh itself, there's no mention of Yoim Hadin, of Chayv and Moves, no mention whatsoever. All it's mentioned in the Torah Parsha Emor is Yoim Trua Yelachem, it should be a day of blowing the Shofar. And yet we go through the liturgy of the Machzor and we find Kimad everywhere, the Chosfeinu B'Sefer HaChayim, Micha Moicha Av Rachamim, Zorcha Tzorcha Chayim B'Rachamim, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melechofet B'chaim, everything we're talking about, Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. And yet in the Torah there's no mention of it. Are you talking? What's the pshat? And furthermore, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, but it's also, as we know, one of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, according to Rav Hai Goin, he mentions this 10 times, and he says one of the times is because the first day of a Seder you made tshuva, and the Shofar is supposed to get us excited, start off, you made a tshuva. But where in Rosh Hashanah is the tshuva? We don't mention, we're not allowed to mention the whole Shavu, we say it anyway, but Avinu Malkeinu, we're not supposed to mention anything about Chay. We're not supposed to eat nuts because it has a remes to Chay. That's what to do Chay. We don't mention anything. And the whole Nusach HaTfilah about Chay. Why not? We don't want to talk about Chay, just make Chas V'Shom B'Oyer Din. So a person can't do anything to it. He's not allowed to mention his Chay. So where is that? How is Rosh Hashanah the Aser the Chasov Aser Shemay Tshuva? I want to take us back to Parashas Kisavo Rabbi Sadi. Not so long ago, Parashas Kisavo, as we know, it started, as we mentioned last week, a little bit with the end of the Torah, but I want to get another Nakuda. The Torah Akdoisha tells us about the Bikurim, that he goes down to his field, and when he sees his first fruits, he ties a ribbon around it. And we mentioned last week, the Gevaldik Achidish, that Bikurim, the world was created because of Bikurim. Reishis, Bishvil Reishis, L'kachto Me Reishis B'yo Adam. Last week we said a Yisoid, I want to say a new Yisoid, B'ez Hashem, Pashup Shad. And maybe that's the Hemshich of the Pasha Toichocha bringing Kisavu. It starts off with the Reishis, the Bikurim, and then we end up into the Toichocha. And the Yisoid of Oisai. The Yisoid of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Lamaisa, in the Goyish world out there, there, they also have a New Year's Day. Lahavdil Elef Avdalis. What does the New Year's Day mean to them? It's really nothing more different. Maybe you take a different type of schnapps, a different type of liquor you drink today. Is anybody, as we all know, the Matthias of their Yom, their New Year, what is it all about? It's only a calendar change. All it means to the guy, the new year, is that in his checkbook he has to write a different day when he writes his checks. And his computer, he has to change the computer many years ago. Remember, the year 2000, we're changing. Everybody was talking about the big scare. What's going on with the computers? We change over to the new century. But what does it mean of being a new year? Absolutely nothing. Being a new year to them just means they have these New Year's resolutions. What does that mean, Abayisa? It means nothing. The New Year's resolution doesn't have to do with any commitment, really. All it means is another year to the Isaac and my Tivus, to live my fantasies. My resolution is to have even more, live even more fantasy life. But even if there is a taka, a resolution, there's a whole different mahus of what it means to us when we make our resolutions. When we sit before Rosh Hashanah, what is the mindset of the Jew? What is Rosh Hashanah all about? What is its essence? What does it mean to us, Rosh Hashanah? Many of us, we grew up, all Rosh Hashanah meant to us was really getting together and dipping some apple and honey, having some siman that we didn't know what we're talking about, what we're doing, eating the head of the fish, making Shana Tova cards, and make sure you had some honey cake to round it off for dessert. And we knew there's a long davening. We knew we'd go to shul, but to really crack into the essence of what Rosh Hashanah really is about. Well, what's our tafkin on Rosh Hashanah? It's very, very far. You saw it, I saw it, this is a boy's eye. Rosh Hashanah, we have to realize that we say is the Rosh of the year, that means everything's put into the head. The head is the most important Aver, as we've mentioned many times. The head is what leads the body. And therefore it's so significant to understand what it's all about. That in Rosh Hashanah really lies not only being the beginning of the year, but it's the essence, the headlines, and the essence of what the tafkid of every human being is in this world. Because not only are we judged the Rosh Hashanah, Baal Briah Zuyeh Omeh, everybody, and Baruch Hashem Hashem was Modiah to us that we know we have a Rosh Hashanah, because that Puerto Rican guy on his motorcycle is also being judged. But what is he doing out there with a leather jacket and some cheap cologne drinking a beer on Rosh Hashanah night while he's being judged? And Klal Yisrael, who understands what Rosh Hashanah is about, is in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, screaming and yelling. And Mevakesh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Yisoid, being that's the Rosh, is Gufa, the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. That a person has to prioritize. He has to prioritize what is the most significant thing in his existence and what is the most important thing in his life. And that is the tachlis of the whole Rosh Hashanah, to ingrain and to come to a conclusion and to come to an understanding and a clear understanding what is number one on the list. And that's the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, to have that understanding. Parashas Ki Savo, he starts off with the Yinah Bikurim. A person takes his first fruit, he ties a ribbon around it. What is that declaration? The declaration, besides we spoke last across that time, it declares clearly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are number one in my life. That's the Metzias of the Maisa Bikur. Go around, tie a ribbon. Show clearly and definitely what is number one in your life. Yivar Yishalai. And we have that understanding, then everything can follow. If a person can know that clearly, she's born the Yisamit into the Adam, Ma'achoy Vosim, Boy Lomoy. That a person can come to a clear understanding and a knowledge. What is his purpose? What's he doing here? What did he come down for? What are you doing with your lives? To prioritize, that's what exactly what the position is telling us. Prioritize, what is the most important thing? What are you doing here? That doesn't mean that you can't do anything else. But everything follows the Rosh. If I prioritize and I understand what my function is, what the function of every Bria is, then everything can follow. But if I can't come to a clear understanding, if I have it mixed up, if I'm all with Bobo, I'm messed up because I've sunken in to the Havle Ha'olam Hazeh, what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzvi Shofar, Uru Yishenu Mishinaschem.
But in Torah, Mitzad Maschem, the one who slumbers, Mitzad Ema.
Elu, what's the sleep? What are we sleeping? Who's sleeping? We all are. Elu ha-shorichim ha-emes ba'avli ha-zman. Those who are forgetting the truth. We're totally lost. We're mixed up in our priorities. In our life priorities. We're mixed up. We think we know what we're doing. We think this is important. And that's important. And this is important. And it's also nice to be a Jew. It's also nice to put on tefillin too. It's also nice to eat kosher. It's a nice thing. And even the scientists today, they have come up with rayas that it's healthy to eat kosher. But the person is missing the total, his mamish missed the plot sometimes. Not or sometimes. Many people, as the Rambam writes, are shoychev and mamish missed the plot. They're off the board. They're living life, and everything seems beautiful. They have their car, and they have their house, and they have everything going good for them. They got their job. They also go to shul. They visit the shul. They go to congregation. But they're living their lives totally, totally engulfed in Olam Hazeh. And the number one thing, number one in my priorities, money. Number two is money. Number three is money. And if you get totally about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and of course they'll say, what do you mean? But on the money it says, in God we trust. So it's also prioritizing. This is Rebbeinu Shel Olam there also. He made it to the American dollar. And a person lives life years and years and he's lost. He's totally lost. He spends hours, hundreds of hours working like a mishugana. He has enough money to live. He has enough money to support his family. But he has to be a millionaire! He has to be a billionaire and a zillionaire, and he can't stop until he becomes a who knows what nair, a whatchamacallit nair, and he's wrapped up in it and has no life. There's no time for his family. There's no time for his kids. There's no time for his wife, because I gotta make money. And I gotta live an unbelievable life. When is he gonna live life? What's gonna be with his life? When he gets to the Olam HaEmes, what's this gonna be all about? Well, the people who prioritize, it's not a joke, boys, like, the people who prioritize that they're wrapped up in bowling. They're wrapped up in golf. They'll come to shul even. I go to synagogue on Sabbath. And I don't drive my car. But what are they talking about during the learning of the Torah? How's your nine iron doing? What type of golf shoes are you buying next week? See you Sunday. Nish Shabbat Skelet. On the golf course! With Shabbos! And mitzvahs, take a back burner! When he comes on Shabbos after going to synagogue and talking about his golf. And he comes home to the house and what's all the table about talk? He can't talk about golf with his wife, she doesn't know anything about it. She might get the golf club over her head, but she's not going to understand what the golf hitting a golf ball is all about. So the Talmud, the talk of Shabbos is about television series, enemies and friends, and who knows what. And robbers, and lions, and bears. And of course, we have to be comfortable on Shabbos. Give me those shorts! Borei Pri Hagavan! It is Bermuda Triangle shorts! But he's wearing flip-flops, because he likes to be comfortable on Shabbos. The whole Shabbos table is about, all about, what it's about, one thing, television, movies, jokes, Lashon Hara, talking about everybody in shul. Do you see that guy? Ah, he looks so funny, his mustache. Our neighbor down the block, look how heavy that guy got. I thought he was on a seafood diet. And Lashon Hara and Rechivos and all the whole Mahalach is one priority. That I have to be the king of the world, everywhere else is nothing. And let's talk about the movies and the actors and the actresses. And that's what Shabbos is about. But we have to say that the Dvar Torah. Okay, tells his son, Stephen, open up the Jewish press. Tales of the Talmud! Dum dum da dum dum da dum da dum da dum dum. Turn to the back, we'll get the jokes from Arnold Fine also. Make sure we say every over week, we don't miss that. The Shabbos. What are the jokes for Keith Savoy? The Shabbos comes back. And our Yiddishkeit comes back. Now, Yiddishkeit takes second, third, maybe fourth and fifth. And then when it comes to the Sonyan or the Shaila, it gets thrown out the door. Shabbos, you start being makeldick. Because, of course, I have to have my pleasures. And this and that, and everything in Yiddishkeit becomes number two, number three. And our existence becomes one whole life wrapped up and in pursuing taiva after taiva after taiva, and we go further at distance, further, and we're further not happy because we're not accomplishing, we're not in it, we're not getting the point, we're lost, we're far away from happiness. And when the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a toichacha on Kal Yisrael on last week's parsha, it's because Klal Yisrael has gotten to a point where they've lost the plot. And of course, Bo keeps saying, especially the Torah, we see in Pashas B'chuk Uzzai, you take on me, carry. You're losing the point. I'm talking to you, but you call it a coincidence. I'm talking to you again. I'm showing you clearly. But you're not seeing the point. And until you get the point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trying and trying, he hits, not Chas V'Shalom for pain, get the point. Understand you're going in the wrong way. You see a father, sees a son, he walks out one morning, the son from the house, a 7-year-old kid, and he starts to go into the street. The father runs over to him without looking, without asking, he runs over and he smacks him hard. Everybody yelling out the window sees on the sidewalk, father smacking. What an asshole. What a cruel father that is. Anybody knows what's going on. He's lost the plot again. He's gone the wrong direction. He's touching, he's doing dangerous things. Every punishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives is not an oinesh kedei to harm the person, it's to bring a person back. It's to show you you're going wrong. You're heading in the wrong direction. You're going the wrong way.
Your priorities are mixed up.
Ata litzovim hayom kuchem lifnei Hashem lakeichem roshaychem shifteichem shifdreichem. Ulai the chat reports that hit me this year, this far. Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing him to this bris as they're heading into Eretz Yisrael. After the Torah, after they got mixed up by the Egel, a new bris. But a choshev, choshev kind. If we know what happened by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, after they got the Torah, by the time they got the Torah, it was a bilbos, a bubzia. Prioritize chashivas of people. Prioritize chashivas of life. Realize and recognize what's choshev, who's choshev. The whole Indian of Kavod HaTorah, to understand the Kavod of what it means, is to prioritize. To know that this choshev because he represents Torah. And this person is choshev because he represents Hapatas HaTorah. Or Atzkonas HaTorah. He represents, he's an ambassador to Hashem. And you're going to a land now that is the embassy, an embassy, an Olam Haba embassy, as it's so. And the ambassadors of this embassy are the Gedolim. And we understand that Chashivas, what Rabbeinu wanted to say, that's to prioritize. Don't forget yourselves. You're going to have to show, you forget yourselves again, Rahman Islam, what's going to be. And that's what every Rosh Hashanah is about. Blowing the shofar, eating the apple, it's all very nice. Dip the apple in the honey. But if you don't walk about Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Sayer, the Torah says to blow the shofar, because the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah is one thing. Imru l'fani malachimus. Declare in front of everybody that I'm the Melech. Declare the undisputed, the undisputed realization that everybody should have, that there's a Rosh of the Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech L'Adabai. And that's the number one thing, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. In the Torah, that was all about Yom Tshuah. Hamloch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru L'fani Malach. We, as Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that we in the Bnei Nezer races weren't able to just tune into that. We needed to realize the seriousness of it more. So we brought the Chazal brought in to realize that there's a judgment going on Mechayim and Mavis. But in the Torah itself said that was enough. Because they had their priorities where it was just a reminder, but we've lost that direction totally. We don't realize that our lives and our death and everything is dependent upon it. And that could mean that a person could be living. I saw a Rav Rishon of five of the Valley of Loyomos Kiyachya. Dovra Mel says, Loyomos Kiyachya. I won't die, but I will live. If you're not dead, you're living. Vice stories, you could be not dead, but you're not living either. You could person that's not dead. You're not physically dead, but you're not living. You're going through the motions. Yeah, you're existing in this world. You're breathing. Your eyes are working, your ears are working, but are you living? Are you living the purpose of what you were created for? And if a person doesn't understand it, he's missing the holy soul of that says to be true in Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says, Eidu HaShoichem, Chi HaShuk, Rosh Hashanah, is it Zeres HaKosov, Avo Remez Yesh Boi Uru, wake up. It's time to wake up and prioritize. What's the list? Who's on top? What is the most important thing in your lives? And that could be why we talk so much about the Akedah. Because Avraham Avinu showed us with the Akedah.
that he's ready to go to such an extreme. He's ready to sacrifice his son. There's nothing more important, as we know, the Shemshmash says the Akdama. What was the receiver of the Akedah? Kachnos, Binchos, Yechidcho, Asher Ahavta. Take your son, the only son that you love. If the Akedah says what? After you doubt it. And now I know, Kirelu, Kimki, Kizrocho, Sachnos, Binchos, Yechidcho, Shteynis, Asher Ahavta. That I've rather shown that the Ahava, the Kishbah was number one in all the sharing of the Ahava. As the son came to him, very nice, and from as the son now, he made the party, but what about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram prioritizing, he led, now he led his life. And we blow that shofar, Rosh Hashanah, you know what that means! We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah Tezayim, Ki Lakayatim Atzvachem Loma Toikim B'Shoim Yishal Ayil, says the Gemara, Ki Lakayatim Atzvachem Ba'ayil. Like you are, you're oiking yourself like the aisle in front of me. You made your own Akedah Yitzchak. What does that mean? That means that I prioritized. I said I was ready to give my life to HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it says. That's what we're saying when we see the Shofar. And you know what happened at that moment? Hashem goes, what's Kisei Arach Adin? It goes on the Kisei Arach. What father? What Dayan? He sees that you got the point. He sees how much you're ready to sacrifice. He sees that you understand that that's the purpose of our existence in this world. And that when it comes to push, comes to shove, when it comes down to that point, you're ready to show that Kosh Baruch Hu is Taka, the most important in my life. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. That's what the show is all about. Prioritizing our lives. Getting refocused on what we're doing in this world. What's our purpose. What we're headed for. What's the most important thing. When it comes, when push comes to shove, what's the most important thing? So many people have lost it, as we said before. I once said over, I saw in one of our friends' books, he said it's not a joke. There was a cemetery in one place in the world. And on the Matzevis, on the tombstone of Isai, there was pictures of bowling balls. Here lies Stan McMillan! He lived to bowl! And he bowled to live. Died being hit by a bowling ball. He sacrificed his life for his bowling ball on his Matzeva, purple bowling ball. And next to him lies Bob Johnson. He was an expert plumber. There's a plunger on his tombstone. A bronze plunger. The unstuffed world record 2,645 toilet bowls. Bowl, Xavier Shava. That's where they're lying next to each other. He didn't see his wife. He made so much money. And there it is. Bright lights, a plunger on the tombstone. And what's going to be after 120 of us on our tombstones? What's going to be written there? Lived a beautiful life, big home, 14 bathrooms in his home. Made $7 billion and died of obesity, eating a strawberry shortcake. Lived his life
lived his life day and night with his BlackBerry. Ever since his 16th birthday, it has not parted from his pocket. He died with his BlackBerry in his honest heart, hugging it. Inseparable, asked to be buried with all his 16 BlackBerries that he had in his lifetime. What's going to be written on everybody's tombstone? How did he live his life? What was his purpose? What did he do? What did he accomplish? Rosh Hashanah is a time, and we start to move into that. Turn the page. Change the gear. Move into that different realm. Aslichos knows it's 4 days before. Chazal say, why 4 days before? Just like the carbon. And 4 days before, they make a bikur. We investigate the carbon. 4 days before, we start to say the slichos to put us in the mood to come to that realization. What are we going to do this year, Rosh Hashanah? What's going to be on our minds? What's going to be thinking about? What's going to be in our hearts? Because we can say it with our mouths, but what's going to be in our hearts when we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Yimloch, Yimloch? And Lulai, that's Pshad. Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem Oisa Avake. Some people want something, but do they really want it? Is it really true? The Rabel says Oisa Avake. There's nothing else more that I want in life. Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem Oisa Avake. They say over from Gaile Oilam Shat. The Dora Melech said the Dora Bakasha, but the Dora Melech lived in two different lifetimes, Batsam. He was a poorly shepherd, not making too much, had nothing in his life. Stam taking, leading sheep, grazing, taking them to graze in different lands. And that's where he lived his life, as a poor shepherd. And then he became Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. The king who has everything. So you could say that Avad Dovid HaMelech said when he was a poor shepherd, Ach HaShalom Et Hashem, Shifti Veis Hashem, I want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice. What else did he have in his life? But Oysa Vakesh, even when I became Dovid Melech Yisrael, the great king, the sails over Bakosha, Shifti Veis Hashem. Dovid HaMelech never lost the plot. He understood no matter what he became, no matter what responsibility he had. He was a melech and he was responsible for everybody, and he was the wealthiest, and he had everything that he needed in life now. Not like the poor shepherd, but Oysa Avakesh, Shifti Veis Hashem. But this is what we have to know, Rabbi Yisai. The Dovid Hashem Oiri is a Rosh Hashanah. The Yishin to Yom HaKippur. These days, Kosh Baruch Hu asks, starting on Rosh Hashanah, and you have all the way till Yom HaKippur. You know how we know you have all the way Yom HaKippur on Rabbi side? One of the last words we say in the Megillah, Hashem Hu Elohim. Do you know where that comes from, Rabbi side? Does anybody know where that comes from? It comes from the Haftorah. The famous Haftorah that we learned during the year. When the Navi went up on the mountain. And the Navi had seen that Klal Yisrael was Poiseach, Ad Mosay Atem Poiseach Hashmei Sifim. He told Klal Yisrael, Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, he told Klal Yisrael, Eliyahu told them, decide! Now, once and for all! Who, what's the most important thing? Imabal, Leichacharov, choose one. Don't live a double standard.
Don't live the double standard life. You gotta choose. Im Hashem hu Elokim.
Klal Yisrael screamed out, Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem hu Elokim. That's how we ended it off. Now is the time. Now's the time to stop and to think. I might be young. I might have a whole lifetime ahead of me. But now is going to be decided. In this serious day of everything, whose side are you really on? Whose team are you going to be on? Who are you loyal to? When it comes down to it, who is your choice? The vote is going to be made Rosh Hashanah night, Rosh Hashanah day, and over the time of Rosh Hashanah. Who will be voting? Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, or everything other shtus in this world, which is so sheker, that's where I'm going to run after, that's how I'm going to live my life. Afterwards, it's a matter of working on yourself. First is internalizing the assault. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? I always tell the story of Rabbi Sai. Fire Rosh Hashanah. It was this bar boy. And we'll end with this story, Rabbi. The Taka was learning in yeshiva and he had his Borsellino hat, his ties, his suits. He had everything. But he lived a little double standard. By day he was a yeshiva man. By night he was a drummer. And he drummed in a club downtown Manhattan. You have to realize from a young age this guy enjoyed his drumming. It was his lifetime dream. And he didn't want to give it up for anything in the world. He was drumming on the Shabbos table ever since he was a little kid. Yoina Motza was his favorite nigga to drum to. And he became an expert drummer. And at night he used to sneak out and not play with Nagina Orchestra. But he was playing in a club in downtown Manhattan. And one night, there's a very special, very choshev person involved in music who sees him and is very impressed with him. And he walks over to me after the night, the gig, and he tells him, listen, I have a very, very special band. My band, we play all over. I want to give you a steady job. I know you come here once in a while, you get a job. I want to give you a steady job with the band. I want to make you famous. I want you to become something big. I can make that for you. And he heard his name. And he realized what was out there, and his mind went wild. The dream of a lifetime. Here it is, the opportunity. He told the producer, the head of the band, of a famous band, he wasn't going to be the lead drummer, but was going to be a secondary drummer for an up-and-coming band that already had a name. And he thought in his mind, he made it. I made it. The producer asked him, please come tomorrow night. I'm going to sign a contract. Contract, yes, I want to make a contract with you. I want money, fame, glory. His mind was racing. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what he's been dreaming about. He went home. He couldn't sleep the whole night. The chance to be part of this band, the Meshugayim,
name in a new band. To be part of Disturbed, to be Disturbed, what an opportunity. I could be Disturbed. Who wouldn't want to be Disturbed? Comes the next morning, the contract is waiting. First edition, first session, first night show, the coming Friday night. Friday night is the first, when he wants it to work the first time. He stares at the contract, looks at the producer, he says, "One second, I need time to think. I'll get back to you." Takes the contract home, he says, "Don't worry, call me tomorrow." And he's thinking in his mind, on one hand, fame, glory, everything. But Shabbos, I didn't think I was a Mechal Shabbos. I'll be able to do, to play gigs. Mechil Shabbos, I didn't think that far. I didn't know what to do. The pull was so great, he didn't know what to do. He called a certain Rebbe of his, and he asked him, "Rebbe, what do I do?" And the Rebbe was very smart. He knew if he told him clearly, "Don't do it," it would never get out of his mind. It wasn't his decision. The Rebbe convinced him. The Rebbe brainwashed him. It's something that he would live with his whole life in anguish. He knew he had to make the decision. But the Rebbe told him, "Go out and make a list. Go out and make a list, go on a piece of paper, and put a line straight through pros and cons. I think afterwards you'll have your decision." And he went that night, and he made the list. And he wrote all the things that he had to write. And it's the end of the night, close to the morning, close to the Ne'ilas Hashanah. The letter was finished, and he made his decision. He's not going to the band. And he went to his Rebbe's house. The Rebbe was giving him a big hug and a kiss, and "I'm so proud of you." He said, "Rebbe, it's all your benefit, it's all your schus. I brought the paper with me to show you." And the Rebbe took looks at the paper. And the side of the pros is 10, 12, 15 things, fame, glory, women, everything! There's no end to the list! Homes, cars, traveling, trips, vacations, everything! It was so big, he had it right on one side, so we are the cons! Said, "Rebbe, turn over the page. On the other side, you see the cards." He turns over the page. That's one word written on that page. One word. Eternity! Eternity! Forever! I'll lose my eternity. Hashem, who whoever can. Hashem, who whoever can. That decision is given to every single one of us. Every year, Rosh Hashanah, we ask the question, what do you want? What's your priority? What's the most important thing? Whose team are you on? What are you doing in this world? Afterwards, we work on ourselves. First, we have to make that decision. What do we want in life? What do we want to live for? What do we want to give our lives for? What do we want to dedicate our lives for? That's what it's about, dedication. What do you want to dedicate your life to? We should be zeich. As we get in the mood, we try to get in the mood
so difficult because every year Yitzhar is trying with all his might to put it into us, to make such a matzav in the world, such a feeling in the world that's not even of the fake, more shekel, more things to pull us away, more things. He's losing the battle and keeps trying to throw more things at us to forget. He was starting to lose the battle. Here comes the computer, the Blackberries, everything to get ourselves so lost. Thank you for the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah once a year, Hashem, that we can focus and refocus and rededicate our lives to the purpose that we have to live for. Rabbi, that decision doesn't have to become with Dafka with a paid two sides paper. But it's not fair to all to make that. But that decision can be made on Rosh Hashanah night, on Rosh Hashanah day, when deep inside, not just with our mouths, but with our hearts, because that's what our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, Rachmana Liban wants, dedicate our lives and our souls and our life and everything we do to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It sounds difficult, you'll see it becomes easier and easier as we make that dedication. The difficulty is because we're not dedicated, we're jumping on both sides of the fence, we're trying to live the double standard. Dear, it's difficult. We come on to that side of the fence. Kodesh Baruch Hu guarantees us, Uvacharta b'chayim, this means parasha, l'mantichya atav ezarecha. Choose life. Choose this way, l'mantichya, for you will live atav ezarecha, you and your future lives. We should be zoicha to choose life, but the real life. The life that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to live for. We should choose life, as we say, V'chosfeinu b'sefer achayim, l'mancha,